Like all fathers, the Cobb wanted to show off his children to somebody, so he led the Cygnets to where Sam was. They all stepped out of the water and stood in front of the boy, all but the mother swan. She stayed behind. "Ho-ho," said the Cobb. "Hello," said Sam, who hadn't expected anything like this and hardly dared breathe. The first Cygnet looked at Sam and said, "Beep." The second Cygnet looked at Sam and said, "Beep." The third Cygnet greeted Sam the same way. So did the fourth. The fifth Cygnet was different. He opened his mouth but didn't say a thing. He made an effort to say beep, but no sound came. So instead, he stuck his little neck out, took hold of one of Sam's shoelaces, and gave it a pull. He tugged at the lace for a moment. It came untied. Then he let it go. It was like a greeting. Sam grinned. The Cobb now looked worried. He ran his long white neck between the Cygnets and the boy and guided the babies back to the water and to their mother. "Follow me," said the Cobb, and he led them off, full of grace and bursting with pride. When the mother thought her young ones had had enough swimming and might be chilly, she stepped out onto a sandy shore and squatted down and called them. They quickly followed her out of the pond and burrowed down under her feathers to get warm. In a moment there wasn't a Cygnet in sight. At noon, Sam got up and walked back to camp, his mind full of what he had seen. Next day, he and his father heard Shorty's motor in the sky and saw the plane approaching. They grabbed their duffel bags. "Goodbye, camp. See you in the fall," said Mr. Beaver as he shut the door and gave it a pat. He and Sam climbed into the plane and were soon aloft, on their way home to Montana. Mr. Beaver did not know that his son had seen a trumpeter swan bring off her young ones. Sam kept the matter to himself. "If I live to be 100 years old, thought Sam, I'll never forget what it feels like to have my shoelace pulled by a baby swan." Sam and his father were late arriving home at the ranch, but late as it was, Sam got out his diary before he turned in for the night. He wrote, "There are 5 cygnets. They are sort of a dirty brownish-gray color, but very cute. Their legs are yellow like mustard. The old Cobb led them right up to me. I wasn't expecting this, but I kept very still. 4 of the babies said, beep. The 5th one tried to, but he couldn't. He took hold of my shoelace as though it was a worm and gave it a tug and untied it. I wonder what I'm going to be when I grow up." He switched off the light, pulled the sheet up over his head, and fell asleep wondering what he was going to be when he grew up.